Now, in Jesus Christ's name, I take every spirit under the control of the Holy Spirit for the glory of God. The picture that you see in the light on it, at the judgment bar, I'll stand as a witness for this night. It isn't 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. I'll be reverent. This is the worship. You heard the message. This is worship. Please understand it. This is when you pour out the adoration of your heart to Christ in love. I see a lady keeps coming before me. Here, right here. You got spinal trouble. Something's wrong in your spine. And you're praying for somebody. It's a woman. It's your mother. It's a mental condition. That's true. I've never seen in my life. And this is heard, if you'll believe with all your heart, you can find it the way you believe. That's your name, isn't it? Raise up your hand if that's your name. You kept nodding your head, lady. There. You thought it was coming to you, but as the light was over the lady, you look at me just a minute. You believe me to be God's servant. You believe the second lady there. You believe me to be God's servant. I'll just single out one and talk. You think that I'd stand here and tell you something wrong? You don't. Well, if you have a need of anything, you just ask God. And just believe. While you're sitting so close and the angel was standing by the side of the woman. Now you just believe. And as I talk to you like Jesus did to the woman, probably that distance away till he found out what her trouble was. And if God in heaven, the first thing, are we strangers to each other? The second lady there. We're strangers to each other? You. Raise up your hand if we're strangers. All right. I see the lady is suffering with a stomach trouble. She has a stomach trouble. That's the Spirit of the Lord. Now, the same God that revealed to the woman at the well where her trouble was has revealed where your trouble is. And here's something else. I see you got trouble in your back, too. That is right. That is exactly right. And you're praying for somebody, and that is your husband. And he's not here. I can see him, too, now. And if God will reveal to me what your husband is wrong with him, will you accept his healing too? It's a rash. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now, you want me to tell you what your name is? You're Mrs. Wilson. That's right. All right. Now, just believe with all your heart. You can have what you ask for. What about the next lady? You believe me to be God's prophet? What do you think about this? You believe it to be the truth? I don't mean, excuse me for spoiling. I don't mean, excuse me. That word prophet stumbles the people. I say servant. Well, you're suffering with a spinal trouble. That's exactly right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Are we strange to each other? Wave your hand like this. What if I told you it's over it now? He believes it. And it happens to be this other little lady sitting there next to her, praying. What do you think about this lady? Little lady with the white dress. You believe me to be God's prophet? Or servant? If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe it? The first place, you're real nervous. And another thing, you have spine trouble too. It's exactly right. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right. Raise up your hand. All right, you can go home and be well. There's about four or five in a row. I see a lady right over the back of your head just praying as hard as she can. She's got her hand up like this, an aged woman, about middle age. What do you think about this, sister? Yes, you're there, looking right straight over the top of the lady's head. You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be God's servant? The reason I say that is this. He said if you get the people to believe you. Not believe me as him, believe that he sent me. If God will speak to me what's on your heart or something that I know nothing about, will you believe with all your heart? If we are totally strangers to each other, raise up your hand so the people can see. All right? Look this way now. And my audience could only see that settling to the woman. Now the first thing, she's wanting prayer for something that's her eyes. She's losing her sight. That's right. If that's right, raise your hand. That's what you wanted prayer for. Is that right? You still believe me to be the servant of God? You believe that's true? You've got glasses on. Let's look for something else. Just look right here to me again. You're wearing glasses. People say, sure. The man could see she had glasses on. Well, look this way. May God of heaven help us. God knows it's for His glory. Yes, here it is. You've got a burden on your heart. And that burden on your heart is, I see, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 boys. And those boys are backslid. And you're praying for their soul. And that's your little girl sitting next to you. And that child has her head down praying. And right now, that little girl is a praying for a sister-in-law that's backslid, unsaved. Is that right, honey? Little girl, raise up your hand if that's right, sweetheart. All right? Go find it. God will give you just exactly what you've asked for. Do you believe? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But He can only do it as you believe it. It's got to be your belief, your faith. Here, I just see the light over a young man standing here with a handkerchief in his hand. Right back over here. You, son. Yeah. You believe God Almighty has sent His Son, Christ Jesus, and He died? He promised the things that He did, we do also? You believe He sent me to take His place to talk to you? All right. If He will reveal to me like He did to the woman at the well, or to Nathaniel who came, will you accept it then? All your life you suffer with nervousness, and you're a nervous person, you have all kind of scruples and things, and everything, you cross bridges before you get to it, and always upset about everything. Isn't that right? I see even as a little boy when in school, you still got a little friction, things that upset you all the time, just continually upset. Is that right, isn't it? If that's right, raise up your hand and wave your handkerchief there. All right? It's finished. You can go home and be well. All right. He who knew what you was when you was a child surely knows what the future will be. You go home, be just as happy as you can be. Rejoice and be glad. There's a little woman sitting right behind him with her hand up to her mouth. She's praying. You believe me to be God's servant, lady? If God will reveal to me what you're praying about, will you accept Jesus as to provide what you have? Are we strangers to each other? Raise your hand. All right, you got heart trouble. And if that's right, raise your hand. It's a fluttering in your heart. And you have it mostly after you eat and lay down. It kind of smothering around your heart sometimes. You get flutters, upset. It's a nervous condition in your heart that does that. You got a nervous heart. Now, do you believe that Christ heals you? If you do, raise your hand up. Now, go home and be well, then, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I challenge any faith in you to look and believe it. Jesus Christ is not mythical. He's here. Don't you want Him? Don't you love Him? Don't you believe? That man sitting right back over there with prostate trouble. Kind of a shadow over his head sitting right back there. You'll believe, sir, at this time, you can have your healing if you'll accept it. Praying for it, get up at night, go to the bathroom, you know what I'm speaking of. If you'll accept it with all your heart, you can have what you ask for. All right. Who else wants to be healed? Who wants to be healed? Just raise your hand. Let's keep your hands up. Merciful Father, while this magnificent presence of the Lord I thought, surely, Lord, you would do it. If these sinners come to you, if they would just wring their heart instead of their hands, not be nervous and upset, but just wring their heart before God and say, God, I believe you. Take all fear and doubt away from me. I pray, God, that you'll heal every one of them. All the way through the building, may every person be healed tonight. Let your Holy Spirit come just now and sweep over this audience and heal every person that's sick. I have plainly told them, Lord, that I could not heal or no other man, that you've already did this for them. And you're here alive tonight in the building proving it to us that you're Jesus Christ, God's Son, and you love your people and trying to get them to return to the faith that was once delivered to the saints. I pray, Father, that you'll grant it tonight and make faith anchor in every heart sufficiently for their healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What do you think? Are you believing? Now, you who raised your hand just a few minutes ago, would you walk up here just a minute? Sinners and so forth, I'd like to pray with you right here. Walk up here. That's good, my brother. Come right up here. Won't you shake your hand? Weak and belter in this generation seeks for miracles. But do you believe God will give sight to this little blind boy? A jackknife stabbed his eyes and put him out. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. Don't no one in Jesus Christ's name, don't you raise your head till you hear my voice say so. I've called two prayer lines, never got nothing in it that could show a miracle. I just want you, I believe, I don't know whether God will do it or not. I'm only asking him to. But I want you to know that Jesus don't only know the hearts of man, he heals man. I want every eye bowed, every head bowed, every heart bowed. Do not raise your head. I know you think sometimes, what are you doing, Brother Branham? I'm doing the same thing that Jesus did when he put him out of the house, when he healed Jairus' daughter. The father of this little boy is standing here, right present. The little fellow accepted Christ a few moments ago and walked up and shook my hand. I see him stagger against the side. I said, is he blind? He said, yes. I asked the man brought him. He said, his father will tell you. You come there and he put his eyes out with a jackknife. This is just a little boy who can't exercise much faith for himself. The sight has been stabbed out. What if this is your son? I don't know. God may not do it. But I trust that he will, so that these people who are Edmonton will find out that I'm not telling them anything wrong. Now, Sonny, I want you to lay your head right over on me like this. Will you be a good boy now since you've come to the Lord Jesus? Will you go to Sunday school and worship him if God will give you your sight so he can go around again? You will? You haven't got a Sunday school to go to. Shame on this country. You've got a Jesus that'll come to you, honey. Let's bow. Now, Lord, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, this lovely little lad, he struck my heart when I see him bump up against the place down there. He's blind. Oh, God, this poor little boy. Don't let him stay this way, God. You alone can make the blind to see. 4 years now. Give to him his sight, dear God. I come to Edmonton just at your will, believing that you sent me here. Oh, God, hear the prayer of your servant in this church as we pray now. And if we found grace in your sight, we pray that you'll give us this miracle tonight. And if we're wrong and ask it, forgive us, Lord. We don't mean to be. We don't seek for miracles. Because you said a weak and adulterous generation seeks after such, and the miracle to be given would be the resurrection. And we've seen that miracle night after night. But Lord, you was the one who touched the man's eye, and he could see. You said when the blind spirit left his eye, the deaf spirit left his ears. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll make these eyes that stabbed out, that somehow the great Creator of heavens and earth will perform a miracle here. Your word is at stake, Lord. And I pray that if we found grace in your sight, that you'll restore sight to the eyes of this little blind boy. In the name of Jesus, God's Son, I ask this blessing to happen now for the glory of God. Every head bowed. No one look pleased. Do you hear me say so? Now, sonny, I want you to keep your eyelids closed, raise your head, and I want you to look at me. Can you see me? Can you see my finger? See my hand? Do I have any finger up? Can you touch my nose? Can you see my nose? See if you can touch my nose. Raise your finger. There you are. Look up here and see if that was, what does that look like, a light? Can you count them? Now you raise your head. Lights come to the little boy's eyes. Point up them lights, honey. Show me if you can see them lights. Point around here. Show them all these over here. Over on this other side and up this way. Amen. Now watch here. Show them you touch my nose here. Show them. Reach over here and touch. Let's say praise be to God. Now, Father, take him home. The end of this meeting, if you're at the end of the meeting, bring him here and show us what he can see. God bless you. Let's give God praise to everybody. You believe Jesus lives? Just here is just an example. I just waited for a little bit. Of course, as long as he was standing this close and the anointing was on him, his eyes are bound to see. I've never asked for anything in my life, lest it happen or something. Why? Now, I'm believing the little boy's sight will continue to come to him. So as you can see, it's already supposed to close up here, I think, at 9:30 if we can. And we're way past due. And we thank everybody, their custodians and everything, for letting us stay overtime and things. And we've been overtime about every night. But here stands a bunch of penitent people standing at this altar. God bless you, my dear friends. Jesus Christ be merciful to you. The same Jesus here who knows all things knows you and can do all things. You believe it? Then let us bow our heads while we worship him. Ask him, repent each one of you. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him to take you into his blessed presence. Now I want the ministers of the city to come forward and stand around these penitent people. The ministers of this city and other cities too, come here and stand around these penitent people like this while we pray. We want you to give them an invitation to your church. Whatever church you belong to, we want you to come here and tell them people you want them to come to your church. And do you know where they're at? If they're in your district or somewhere, we want these people to have a church home. If they've never been baptized, we want you to baptize them with water. Because that's what they're supposed to be done. That's the gospel. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, your children, to them as far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's in Acts 2:38-39. All right, the commission is still good, that whosoever will repent and be baptized, your sins shall be forgiven. God said so. Now, I want each one of you, you minister brothers, if you want to walk out here, now let's bow our heads, everyone, while we pray for these people. You ministers, lay your hands over on them while they're standing there. Every person that's interested in lost souls. Heavenly Father, by the working of the Holy Spirit, tonight we have been here at a lengthy time. But oh God, we got an eternity before us. And we're happy to know that these have come to take their stand and get their tickets, as it was, to pass over the sea one of these days. Tonight you spoke to their hearts, and they've humbly walked out here, many of them, and standing around the altar. They're surrendering their life to thee. Oh God, who knows the secrets of the heart, you know what's in each one of them. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will love them into thy bosom. Grant it, Lord. We know that they could not have raised from their seat by their own power, for they have none. The body is totally dead without the Spirit. And the Spirit has made a decision at the calling of God, and they have come forward now to profess this decision that they've made. They have chose Jesus as their Savior. Oh, Jehovah, thou hast given them to him. They are love gifts from you. And I, as your servant, present them to him by the fruits of this message in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, eternal and blessed Father, that you will keep them in perfect peace. May no harm and danger come to them, and every one that's standing here, that's sick or crippled or afflicted, may it lead them at this time that they've confessed their sins and believed on Jesus, who is present now. He has proved he is present by his great manifestation of his Spirit. And we ask now that you'll forgive them all their trespasses. Thou hast said in thy word, he that heareth my words and believe on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall never come to the judgment, but pass from death to life. What a miracle! Dead sinners a few minutes ago, awakened the Lord Jesus now. Before the world was ever formed, you predestinated them unto eternal life, and tonight they have come to accept it in the presence of the resurrected Jesus. Someday, if you tarry, their bodies will no doubt go down here on the sod somewhere. But on that great notable day that we've looked for 6,000 years, Jesus shall come and the dead in Christ shall rise. We shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. What a day that will be. May they say as David, moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption, neither will he leave his soul in hell. Some glorious day, because Jesus raised, we shall too, and come forth in his likeness. Keep them in perfect peace with this faith. Lord, their dear old mothers and dads, many of them have passed over. Some of them have offered prayer, and if it be such a thing tonight, as they would have conscience of knowing, may they know that their wandering child has come home. Angels bear record of it. We know that the black flags of hell has been defeated tonight by the gospel, and the white flags of heaven and the angels are rejoicing because sinners have come home. God's been made manifest. I give them to thee now for eternal life as thou hast promised. And thou hast said, he that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. grant this blessing in Jesus' name. Now you at the altar here that's standing here, if you truly and humbly believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, accept Him as your personal Savior, turn right around towards the audience as a witness that you believe that Jesus is here and forgives every sin. Turn right around towards the audience. I want all the audience, balcony all, to raise your hands of fellowship as you welcome them into fellowship in the body of the Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful time. Shake hands down in a minute as soon as the meeting's dismissed with these ministers. Get you a good church home and there abide until Jesus comes. Right now we're going to have the people come shake hands with them just in a moment. Before that, I'm asking our good pastor, Brother Rasmussen, to come to the microphone here for the dismissing of the church at this time. God bless you. How many believes we need three for a witness? You'll be one witness. And I believe there's several things that you were asking for. If this audience, somebody out here believes God, look to Him and live for a witness. Here it is, the lady at the wheelchair. It's a man just behind her. Look like it. The man is suffering with a chest trouble. You believe, sir, God will make you well? You do? What do you think about sister sitting next to him? You believe that God would heal you the back trouble too and make you well? You accept it and believe it? If you do, yes. All right, raise your hands if you do. Both of you sitting there. There you are. It's three, what a witness we need. Jesus Christ lives, doesn't he? You couldn't hide your life now if you had to. The Holy Spirit is here. The living Christ. You sinners a while ago that accepted, you were sinners. You're children beloved now. You were a while ago, you might could have doubted. Now you're saved. Here's your living Christ, right? You're a spirit in our midst here that's doing these things that you see done. Doesn't it thrill your heart? Doesn't it do something for you? Now, to the rest of you, you just look and live. Believe with all your heart and all that is within you. And God shall grant unto you the wonderful things that you want. How do you do? Now the lady, as far as I know, all in the prayer line, are we strangers to each other? Raise your hands. The ones in the prayer line, if we don't know each other. I don't know you. Raise your hands, please. All in the audience is strangers. Raise your hand. Now you just look this way and believe now for the next few minutes. If I am the truth, the Bible said if there be one spiritual or prophet among you, if he declares something and it doesn't come to pass, don't you listen to him because he's false. But if it does come to pass, know that I've spoke through him. Is that right? I say that Jesus Christ is alive right here now. His Spirit is right here in this building and he's doing these things that's being done. He's doing the same things that he did when he looked over his audience, perceived their thoughts and what was in their hearts. It's the same Christ. Amen. We being strangers to each other, never meeting each other before, if the Holy Spirit will perform something here now, before this audience, the same that he did when he was, let's see, a man and a woman would be like it was in St. John 4, to the Samaritan woman and the Lord when they were talking. Nothing to be excited. The anointing comes to you and then goes away. Now don't be scared. Nothing here to hurt you. If anything, it's something that'll help you. If God will let me know where your trouble is, you'll accept Christ as your pardon. Is that right? The first thing, you don't realize how close you are to death's door because you have heart trouble. That's right. And you have trouble with your stomach. That's right. And you have trouble with your liver. So your doctor says. That's right. Are those things true? Yes, that's right. It's your heart cause, it's the nerves that's doing everything. There's your trouble. You're not from the city here. You're from out of town. Mrs. DeBord, if you will believe with all your heart, you can go home and be well. Do you believe that now with all your heart?
If you do, if you just raise your hand and say, I now accept Christ as my personal healer. You'll do it? Father, I pray for the woman that you will encourage and increase her faith and give her deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go be healed. How do you do? Suppose we're strangers to each other also. We have never met before in life. But this is our first meeting time. Man and woman again. But I perceive that you do have faith. Guys, what a different vibration there was to the person that just left. I mean, but that's a wave. It's a contact of spirit life. The world knows nothing of it. If God will declare to me what your trouble is, will you accept Christ as being present, your healer? You're consciously, as a believer, as soon as you walked up there, he was contacted right then. If that's right, raise your hand. You felt that something just swept over you, a real sweet feeling. See, I had to coax with the other patient. It's not so there, it's right there. Yeah. That's the difference in faith. You have heart trouble, and you're extremely nervous. And your nervousness is what's making your heart trouble. It's a nervous heart. You have all kinds of funny thoughts go through your mind tonight when that's nervous. You get real nervous in the late of the evening, especially before sundown. You get kind of funny feeling, lonesome, melancholy feeling. I see you dropped something. Must be a dish or something. You're coming from a place where you're doing something, something you're working with. You're not from this country. You come from the south coming this way. You're across the border. You're American. You're from Montana. Bernice? Porter? That's who you are. Go home. You're well.
Glory.
Jesus Christ makes you
well. Hallelujah.
Suppose that we are strangers to each other too. I've never met you in this life. But Jesus Christ, God's Son, is present. I'm tired, I'm weak. But when you're weak, then you're strong. Don't move, please don't. The spirit contacts, and when you move, that interrupts. You just sit real still a few minutes. Sure, if you listen at the message, you can listen to Christ a minute. I see a great long distance begin to form. And it's going eastward. You're not here for yourself. You are here for a younger person. That's your daughter. And she's in a hospital with a nervous condition. And that's away, away in a big pine country, Ontario. And she's unsaved, and you're worrying about her soul. Yes. And she's a nervous breaking in the hospital, and that's what it is. God's dealing with her heart. Thus saith the Lord. Now the handkerchief, if you got in your hand. Now I just want you to wipe the tears off your eyes and send it to her in Jesus' name, Father. You believe, my sister? You believe that Jesus Christ be the Son of God? And that's His presence. You're after all the preaching and, well, it's just an open, wide open confession that He's here. I've never seen you in my life. God knows all about you. You're extremely nervous. And you're suffering with a growth. And that growth is a garter inside the throat. A nervous garter. It's what has done it. You're not from this country. You're from a different country. You're from a place called Westminster, British Columbia. And Mrs. Shoemaker, And your first name is Margaret.
Amen.
That's thus saith the Lord. Return home and be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is present? How many Bible readers knows that that's just exactly the way He did it when He was here on earth? Be reverent just a moment. How we don't need... Now, here's the real service. Here's where you should believe. That's what takes the life from you. Now, you say, Brother Branham, you mean to tell me, look at the back of my hand. Feels like just every muscle in me is give away. Oh, you say, Brother Branham, if you're a Bible reader, you'll understand. Do you understand? You believe God will heal you of your heart trouble, make you well, go home, feel it, God will make you heal. Do you believe it? Let me lay hands on you. Look, sir, there's something here that knows you. Not me, Him. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Did He say that? You believe it? Then in Christ's name be made well. Amen. Go believe me. The shadow of death. Cancer. Did Jesus say these signs shall follow them that believe? You believe it, He'll take that out of you and make you well? Give me your hand just a minute. With this great church of God, I pray in Jesus' name, God, for you to spare the life of this fainted woman. Let her live. This prayer I offer in Jesus' name, in her behalf. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believe in Him. One day coming up Golgotha, there was an old rugged cross dragging out the bloody footprints of the burial. His little frail body was so weak, he couldn't go no farther. And he fell under the load of the cross. There was a fellow by the name of Simon the Cyrene who came up and picked the cross up, put it on his shoulder. And on that shoulder of that cross on Simon was the blood of the Lord Jesus. That was your ancient father. And here's one of his daughters here tonight with diabetes, sugar in that blood. You believe that He'll take it away? God be merciful. I'm sure you understand, Lord. I ask this with all my heart in Jesus' name for her healing. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Kidney trouble's a bad thing. But you believe Jesus will make you well? Blessed God, heal this, my sister, of this trouble. May she go tonight and be made well through Christ's name for the glory of God. Amen. When you got up down there, of course, we know your eyes are bad. That's been all your life. But you've got heart trouble, too. And it's not so much you're willing to put up with your eyes, but it's your heart's what you're worried about. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right. Lord Jesus, bless him. Doctors could make him glasses to wear, but they can't make him a heart. God, you do this for him, will you, Lord? Dwell therein in great power. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my good man. Go and may God be with you and help you. Arthritis would cripple you and make you a cripple all your life. You was trying to make a decision sitting there a while ago. Finally, you thought you should come through the line because you wanted me to lay hands on you. Come up here just a minute. Lord God, heal our brother and take this power of enemy away from him. I pray in Christ's name and may this Bible, this word that he holds in his hand, may it be a blessing to his heart to strengthen him to know that the prayer of faith has been prayed over him. The Bible said it shall save the sick. Amen. Bless you, my dear brother. Come. Insulin is a great thing. It'll help. But let you and I go to Calvary tonight for a blood transfusion for this diabetes. So you really get well. Will you do it with me? Dear God, bless this man and take from him this prostate trouble, this nervous condition. Take this diabetes from him. And now by faith we bring him in the presence of Calvary and ask for his healing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my brother. You believe God will cure that back for you and make you well? You believe He'll do it? Just walk off the platform saying, blessed be the name of the Lord God, and He'll make it. Father, In Jesus Christ's name, I pray that you'll heal our sister and make her completely whole for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You had the same thing, so just keep walking on off the platform and praising God. Amen. What about the audience? Are you ready to believe? Now, somewhere out in the audience there, look this way. Just believe. Some of you sick, raise your hands. Say this in your heart, Jesus, I love you. Just raise your hand. Something to find favor with him somewhere. Here it is. A little woman wiping her mouth there. Heart trouble and bladder trouble. You believe God will heal you, sister, and make you well? Little Rose, you believe it with all your heart? You believe God will make you well? Raise your hand to him like this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And go home and be well. Amen. What about it? What do you think, sitting here, sir? Sinus trouble. You believe God will make you well sitting back there? You believe it with all your heart? You can have it too. All right, sir. Amen. What about the lady there just behind, got trouble with the ears? You believe God will heal you with the ear trouble? All right. Go home. Be made well. Christ's name. Amen. What about the next lady sitting right there that's got growths in her nose? The great lady with the green hat on. Yes. You believe God will make you well, lady? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it. Amen. What about the lady next to her, stuff with a nervous trouble? You believe God will make you well, lady? If you do, raise your hand. Amen. What does this audience think about him? Do you believe that he's present? Do you believe the mighty conqueror has did it for you? Blessed Lord, hear the prayer of your servant. Lay your hands over on each other. I'll do all that is within me, my friend, to pray the prayer of faith for each of you. Pray now. God, I thank thee that thou hast made a way and has showed your power here tonight. I'm very tired, Lord. You know my condition. I pray just now that in Jesus' name that you'll sweep over this building. Oh, God, may the people, what more can you do, Lord? You've brought sinners to the altar. You've revealed the secrets of the heart. You've proclaimed healing over them. You've done great things. Oh, God, I pray that you'll bless these handkerchiefs. Somewhere across the country, an old blind daddy's awaiting. A little baby laying on the bed sick waiting. Oh, we're taught one day that the Red Sea had Israel cornered off from the Promised Land. And one writer said that God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes. And when the Red Sea saw him looking through that pillar of fire, he got scared. And the sea walled up. He was scared of those angry eyes of God because they were shutting off his coveted people from their promise. And they passed over dry shod and went to the Promised Land. Oh, God! We know in the Bible that we're taught that St. Paul took from his body handkerchiefs or aprons, and it was laid on the sick and the afflicted. Evil spirits went out of them. Sickness was healed. Lord, we know we're not St. Paul, but we know you're still the same Jesus. And God, we pray that as these handkerchiefs lays upon the bodies of the sick, may Christ look through his own shed blood. And the faith that these people have, and may the devil get scared and leave the people. And may they pass to the good land of health and strength as God has promised them. Bless these who are present here. These who are sick, afflicted. These with their hands on each other. I ask in their behalf, as standing between the living and dead, that I challenge the devil. You are nothing but a bluff, Satan. You bluff the people, but Jesus Christ had the keys to the kingdom of heaven and given them to the church. He took the keys of death and hell away from you. He's the mighty conqueror, and you're stripped of everything that you ever possessed and you're nothing but a bluff, and we're calling your hand in the faith and the, as the vicarious Son of God who died and rose again the third day and is present right now doing the same miracles that he did when he was here on earth. Satan, I charge thee through Jesus Christ and his blood to come out of this audience and leave every person in Jesus Christ's name.
Now, here's the same picture again. I don't say God will do it because the light's not around the woman. But if he does, how many say, I could truly believe it, it was Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Or if we're strangers to each other, lady, raise your hand up, the colored lady I'm talking to, all right? She's got a white glove on her hand. Now, if he does, all right. If he doesn't, I do not know. I just have to see that. Now, there it is by the lady. I just catch her spirit as we're talking to each other. The woman suffering with the lady's trouble, a female trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. Now you don't have it. You're healed. You can go on your road home. Amen. There it goes right over on this man sitting right here in the road. That stirred faith to you, and just as I looked at you, something struck you. If that's right, wave your hand for the colored man. If God will reveal to me, my brother, what your trouble is, will you believe God? You got bad blood. If that's right, wave your hand. That's right. How you may go home and be well. Your faith makes you well. See, he's the same. He doesn't fail. If you can believe, all things are possible. Here sits an elderly man. There's that light hanging right over him. He's sitting, turning his head sideways, looking at me. Right here, he's kind of partially bald on top, gray around the side. Do you believe, sir, if Jesus Christ could reveal to me what your trouble is? You do? Then you wouldn't have to take insulin. The diabetes would leave you. You believe God would do it? You believe it heal you? Raise up your hand to him, man. All right, you can go home and be well. What about the lady sitting right behind him there? See, just move right back to the lady right behind him. You're sick too, aren't you, lady? You got high blood pressure. Isn't that right? True. I don't know you do it. Never seen him alive. Besides that, you got varicose veins. If that's right, raise up your hand. You also have arthritis. I see you trying to move along the side of a street or something, walking real slow. Take your time, especially when you get up of a morning. If that's right, raise up your hand. You're a wonderful person. Mrs. Spears, do you believe that God would heal you? You believe he would? That's your name. All right? Now go home and be well in Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe it? Let's give God praise like this then. Just say, blessed be the Lord. Oh, he's so real. Friends, don't let this day pass by you. I don't think this is personal. Don't pay attention to me. I'm a sinner saved by grace. But God's done something for the world, and they can't see it. See? Did you realize the priest that burnt Joan of Arc to the stake as a witch because the voice of God talked to her? Later, the Catholic Church dug up their bodies and threw them into the river when they canonized Joan of Arc as a saint. The testament's not enforced until the testator's dead. They never knew Jesus truly to be the Son of God until after his resurrection. Sure, they never appreciated Elijah till it was all over. These things come into our midst, friends, and it's over. They look at St. Francis of Assisi. See? They don't know these things. John the Baptist, they know not who he was until it was over. Christ is this in the Gentile church. It's the evening lights. It's a shining now. The prophet said, in the evening time, it'll be light. Now, this is the hour. This is the time. And if you just take that little, some kind of a little something that wants to make you kind of halfway believe it and halfway doubt it, brush that thing aside and come now. It's Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many believes that? Now, that anointing coming down, I want to, if you start a prayer line like that, it would stop everyone to come through, see? Now, we want to sing a song or something before we call the prayer line so that I can get the people up here. and just pray for them, because I couldn't pray for over 8 or 10 that packed me out of here. How many understands that through the Scripture? How many knows that poets, prophets, and spiritual people is always considered neurotic or something wrong with them? Sure they are. How many ever heard of Stephen Foster? Let's see your hand. He gave America its greatest folk songs. He wrote Old Black Joe, Old Folks at Home, Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, My Old Kentucky Home, and that man was considered an erotic. He'd get an inspiration, he'd go somewhere and write a song, then come back and get on a drum. He had it in the head, but not the heart. Finally, he called a servant and took a razor and committed suicide. Coming out from under that inspiration. It's all right when you're in there, but it's when you're coming out. How many of you have heard of William Tepper? Tepper, is that it? Tepper. He's an English poet. He wrote this famous song, There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins when sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. How many of you have heard that song? I stood by the grave in London, England, of William Tepper. And when he wrote that song, he went up into the inspiration. He was considered neurotic. And when that inspiration left him, he was down at the river trying to find a place to commit suicide, to drown in the river. It's too foggy, or he'd have gotten in the river and drowned him. See, when you're up there, it's wonderful, but it's when you're coming out. Look at Jonah the prophet. Went out with a message of God and prophesied to the city about the size of St. Louis, Missouri, to people who were sitting on right and left hand. And his message was so forceful until they put sackcloth on their animals. And then when the Spirit left him, he was so depleted till he sat under a little tree and got angry and wanted God to strike him dead because a little cutworm cut the gourd tree down. Is that right? Look at Elijah the prophet. Under the inspiration, stood there and called fire out of heaven, called water out of heaven the same day, and killed 400 priests and run at a threat of a woman, run out into the desert, and was out there 40 days and nights wandering around. The angel woke him up when he was sleeping and fed him twice for that long journey. He's wandering in the desert, not knowing where he was, and when God found him, he'd been pulled way back in a cave. How many knows that? See? Oh, if we could just get the spiritual side. Friends, I love to hear people shout. I love to hear people praise the Lord, but that's not spiritual yet. I've seen people shout and dance and praise the Lord, know no more about spiritual things than a Hottentot knows about Egyptian night. That's right. They come up on the platform just running around, screaming and carrying on. That's emotion. Emotion's all right, but brother, when you come right down to the fact of it, that's not spirit. That's joy. But spirit is spiritually discerned. See? It's spirit. Now please understand that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is appearing not because He has to, but because He promised He would do it. It's to fulfill His Word through the Gentile people, and you can see just about the way they're receiving it across the world. See? The day is finishing. The sun is setting. It'll be over soon. Let us enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Someday, you who are Christians are going to a place where you'll never have to be old, never have to be sick, never die. How many knows that? Amen. That's right. God will raise it up. Here the other day I was combing what few hairs I got left. My wife sitting back there, she said, Billy, you're getting bald-headed. Well, I said, honey, I haven't lost one of them. She said, tell me where they're at. I said, you tell me where they was before I got them. I'll tell you where they are waiting for me to come to them. Right? Oh, yes. They wasn't one time, then they was, then not. Wherever they come from, they're in the hands of Almighty God. Someday they'll... Why, as I asked the doctor not long ago, when I was 16 years old, every time you eat, you renew your life. And when I was 16, every time I eat, I got bigger and stronger. Then after about 25, no matter how much you eat, you get older and weaker. You're pouring water into a glass out of a jug, and it just keeps getting fuller until it gets about a half full, and no matter how much you pour, it goes down all the time. Scientifically prove that to me. Because it's appointment of God. God gets you up there just how when you married Mother, you remember how she looked? That beautiful eye? Remember how Dad, that black wavy hair, and one morning you woke up and said, Mother, there's a wrinkle coming under those pretty eyes. She said, yes, Dad, there's some gray coming into that black, too. What is it? Death set in. It keeps pushing in the corner, one to another. It'll get you after a while. Don't you worry. But it can't hurt you. In the resurrection, everything that ever represented death will be done away. And you and mother will be young there forever in the very prime of life. I can prove it by God's Bible. It's a promise. So what makes you long? What makes you long for health? What makes you long for perfection? Is because you in this life are the negative. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. So it's that one, it's oppressing this negative, groaning in the spirit, to be clothed upon with immortality. That's the reason, that's what takes place. See, there's got to be a deep calling to the deep before there can be a deep to respond. And that's that body sitting under waiting for this to leave here, to say goodbye here, good morning there. And this old, frail, wrinkled up, sin-carried body will drop into the dust and you'll receive a new one. Oh, that'll make a Baptist shout. It should, to think that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, then you can look death in the face, you can look weary in the face, you can look anything. Say, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. God made the promise, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I'll raise him up at the last days. Why, sure. God promised it. It's a promise. It cannot fail. God swore by an oath he'd do it. Amen. That settles it. If God made me what I am without having a choice, how much more can he make me a different person by taking a choice? When the Holy Ghost makes love to me, I make love back to the Holy Ghost. And he who took me out of the bosom of the earth, you come out of the earth. When this earth wasn't nothing but just a volcanic eruption, your body was laying there then. You're made out of 16 elements of the earth. Potash, calcium, cosmic light, petroleum, so forth. And if that come out of the earth, who brought it from the earth? God did. That's true. And because you live today, physically, something had to die. You eat fish, the fish died. If you eat meat, the cow died. If you eat bread, the wheat died. If you eat potatoes, it died. You live by dead substance. That's correct. And if you have to live physically by dead substance, you live eternally because something died, Jesus Christ, that you might be made alive and live forever. When his spirit moves to your spirit and says, child of mine, come, you say, yes, Lord, here I am. He gives you eternal life with a promise. He'll raise you up at the last day. Amen. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Amen. So what are you doing, Brother Branham? Just getting away from that anointing. You're seeing those visions. That's what I was talking about. Now we're ready for the prayer line. All right? Billy, where are you at? What was that? What? C, D, E, and F. That's 400 prayer cards. Call them one at a time, all right? What was the first number? C, all right? I believe that was the first night where we called from ones or ones. And I'm going to do all the praying. This whole church is going to be praying for you. How many is not going to be called tonight? It's going to be praying for them. Raise your hands. Let's see. See? Let's look at the people's interested in you sick people. The finished work. Do you feel like that the presence of the Lord is here to heal the sick tonight? I do. I feel that God is going to heal the sick tonight. All right. C, D, E. Prayer cards E. Take the next stand. Prayer cards E. The ushers line them up according to the numbers. Prayer cards C, D, and E. All right. We'll get them lined up. C, D, and E. They'll go right along the sides there. All right, everyone, reverend. Now, Lord Jesus, here's a woman, deaf and dumb. Your word said when the deaf and dumb spirit went out of the person, they could speak and hear. I don't know, you haven't showed me how long she's been this way, probably all of her life. But I pointed to this picture of the angel of the Lord. She nodded her head that she believed it. Now, Lord, it was my hands on her body and the bowed head of these reverent men standing on the platform and these hundreds in the building. We ask that this deaf spirit go from the woman as she can both speak and hear. Now, Father, if we found grace in your sight and our love in our heart is right, forgive us if it's not. And let this woman speak that it might cause these people to have more faith who's coming through the line. If you'll just do this for us, we'll be grateful to you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Now every head bowed, every eye closed. Hear me? Hear me?
Mama.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you can raise your head. She can both speak in here. Watch here. Amen.
Amen.
You're healed. Go on your road, reach out. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody now. That's the way. Now, we are just thanking our Heavenly Father. You see, we don't have to ask for those things. See, that's not right to do that. We're to pray for the sick. All right. You good? You good? She's here. Yeah, she's whirling in her head. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we all of you believe everywhere now? Now, we just start praying right for the sick. And now, you pray with me. Now, it's your prayer. That's the doing it. Hear this now? Getting this in here? Oh, good. In here? Yeah? Fine. She's sitting here motioning to me in her ears that she can hear this microphone now. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
The same Jesus that knows the secrets of the heart?
Amen.
That was just a gift in operation. Here is Christ in operation, healing the sick, see?
Amen.
He does it. Now, who can make the deaf to hear or the dumb to speak? Now, if she'd been in the other line, it would have told her how long she'd been that way or what had happened. Any of you all know there how long she'd been that way? Anybody know? What say? All her life, this lady said, she's been deaf and dumb. And here she can both speak and hear. Now, look, lady, she can't understand too much now. But look, she's going to have to be like a baby. You're going to have to teach her, just like a baby. Get her to say, and I see what happened. It's just like this, her ears. Like the nerve in her ears. It's gone dead. The doctor says it's a dead nerve. Her vocal the same way. What made it go dead? It's not dead all over her body. Just dead there. What is it? It's a spirit. If there's a transparent band on my hand cutting off circulation, the doctor couldn't see it. The only thing he'd say, well, the nerves just died from here out. If he can't see what's doing it. Now, all the salve in the world would ever heal this. They'd have to amputate the hand here. But now look, if life will come back into this nature, if you can't see it, it's got to be supernatural. Well, then when that band is lifted, the hand's got feelings in it. Of course, nature has to take its place. There's operation again. Well, that's what's happened to the lady. Well, she says she can feel that going through. You should stand here and look what we are looking at. All right, that's wonderful. Now, just teach her to talk. The saying, get her to sing, she'll be all right now. God bless him. Congregation that's been any more reverent and holding on and waiting as you people have, I truly believe with all my heart that there'll be people here that we couldn't spend but just a moment or two of time with them to pray, but such a vibration of faith that they had. I believe you'll see people here tomorrow night. Especially, I've seen a little boy there that was all crippled up. Polio had, oh, it's in awful shape. But somehow or another, when I looked in the little lad's eyes, I just believe that God healed him. I just believe he did it. And we're going to ask every one of them, every one that's on crutches or sticks or clubs or braces that's here tonight, I want you to go home believing with all your heart. Wake up in the morning, leave your old crutch and things alone, come up here tomorrow night and hold it up here just before the meeting starts when the minister says, I was walking on this last night. I want the people to see that their prayers meant something for you. How many's going to be looking forward to that tomorrow night? Raise your hand. You're very lovely. Thank you, and I know only heaven will reveal. I remember, it wasn't my prayers altogether. It's your prayers. There's a lady sitting there right there that had a mental deficiency. I really believe that woman's going to be all right. I seen a woman taken from a mental institution, been in there for about 10 years, a colored woman, the other day. She was in the prayer line, her sister, and prayed for her, and through a vision, and the very next day that woman was dismissed from the hospital and sent home, a normal, well woman. She just come to herself. Oh, it was wonderful. Now, let us stand, if you will. May I ask God to bless each one of you for your reverence. That's somebody's mother, papa, somebody's little boy that you prayed for. God bless you. Now, while we bow our heads, I'm going to ask Brother Rasmussen here if he'll dismiss the audience. God's blessing be with you, my brother. Just a moment. Won't we pray for the handkerchief? Father God, I pray that you'll heal each one of these that the handkerchiefs represent. I pray that they'll be made normal and well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, prayer cards will be given out, and tomorrow night, a discernment line. Check those over that couldn't hear something, so they couldn't put them in the line for tomorrow. They boy give the card.